Good morning, everyone. I'm Billy Payne, chairman of Augusta National Golf Club, and welcome all to the 79th playing of the Masters.
The Masters golf tournament underway in Georgia today. But before the stars of today teed off, a past great had a moment in the sun yesterday. Six-time Masters champ Jack Nicklaus had a hole-in-one during the par 3 tournament that is always held the day before the Masters starts.
Wow. Tiger Woods is thinking hard act to follow. And he's already following a hard act himself. He has not won a major golf tournament since 2008. He's been out of action since dropping out of a tournament in February. He's a four-time Masters champ, but all eyes are on him this weekend. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He joins Jeremy and me. Mike, we're double teaming you. Okay. How big a deal is this weekend for Tiger and for golf?
Well, I think most people will tune in the Masters, not for Billy Payne, but actually for Tiger. Yeah. I think it's big. In January, he shot an 82 at the Phoenix Open. It was the worst round he's ever had. He's battled injuries. And there is a plausible thought that Tiger Woods, this great young player who might eclipse and take all the records, might beat Jack there as the guy who's won more majors than anyone. Maybe that won't happen. But he seems in good spirits. He had a lot of fun with his kids and his girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, on the par 3. And his odds to win the tournament went from 60-1 to 13-1. Now, those aren't accurate odds, but it just reflects that the public wants to put a bet on Tiger. I wouldn't say I wouldn't bet against him, but he's really not the favorite. You have to judge it by the playing form in the last couple of years.
Well, you know, he's coming back from injuries, but also from a bit of a tarnish. You know, he took a leave after he and his wife found out, or his wife found out, mm-hmm. that he had been having affairs. They divorced. You know, so a lot of that kind of tabloid stuff. So maybe pressure there, too. But does he have to win or just play well?
I think there is pressure, but you know, in 2012 he was first in FedEx points. In 2013 he was the number ranked in the world, so he didn't win a major. But he actually has been an excellent golfer pretty recently. He might win. That would be one of the hugest stories of the year. Even shooting around par, you know, last year 7 players were under par for the entire tournament. The year before that, 13. If he could get around par, even under par, great success for Tiger. Mm.
All right, let's talk about a couple other big sports stories of the year, I would say, on the first one. Mike, were you give us your thoughts as you watched Kentucky lose in March Madness last Saturday?
Well, I could believe it. I know that Notre Dame in the round before had set forth the template to beat Kentucky, but I was just so impressed with the guts of Wisconsin, the guile of Wisconsin. They did not say die. These are all cliches. And even though they lost in the championship game to Duke, we saw so many people wilting in the face of the PR machine, let alone the players that were Kentucky. So it was one of the greatest games. And you know what? That championship game, 13 lead changes in the first half, phenomenal game. It doesn't mean that there's not a lot ailing the sport of college basketball, but when your premier events, the last two games of the season, were those two games, fantastic.
And now we move on to the NBA. The Chicago Bulls getting some good news last night. Their often injured star, Derrick Rose, played for the first time in 6 weeks after knee surgery. But looking ahead to the NBA now, who's looking good?
The Atlanta Hawks in the East, not the usual teams that we usually name. John Hollinger, who's an excellent stats guru for ESPN, says that the Golden State Warriors have a 38% chance to win the championship. Then Atlanta is second. And then the third, and this is, you know, for all the season, talking about the Bulls, as you did, and other teams that have been upstart, the Rockets doing well. He says it's the Spurs, the same old San Antonio Spurs, who right now are only like a fifth seed in the West, but they are the San Antonio Spurs, and they're gelling at this point, as they always seem to do.
I'm chilling. Well, quick thought on the NFL. They've hired their first female official, Sarah Thomas. Worked some exhibition games. She'll work regular season games as a line judge during the 2015 season. She says she wants to make calls, not history. But, Mike, just briefly, you think the NFL is doing this because of the controversy over things like domestic violence?
No, not necessarily. If anything, they're looking to the NBA. The NBA is much more progressive on so many issues. They have 3 NBA refs, female refs. You know, Lauren Holtkamp is the third. Violet Palmer paved the way. And I think that, you know, college, maybe at the upper echelon of college football, has female referees, so it shouldn't be a big deal. And the players and coaches have been mostly positive. But you know why? Why would you want to anger a ref before the season even begins? That's only logical.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the Daily Podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.